For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Yacht Rock coming back into the show every single Friday. Are you familiar with the Yacht Rock genre, Steve? It's a music basically you and I grew up with, the adult contemporary sounds of the 70s.
Oh, okay.
But they've now repackaged it as Yacht Rock. Your Yacht Steely Rock. Dan, your Christopher Cross, little old school Chicago. Speaking of old school Chicago, yeah. Steve Wilkos, I believe former Chicago cop, is in the studio with us for the second time. He'll be part of the Knights of Santiago Night Parade. Festivities start at 4 o'clock tomorrow in Centro. Ybor, welcome back. Nice to see you.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, man. How's life treating you?
Pretty good.
Good, good. Yeah. What's new? Talk to us about what's new and exciting with Steve Wilkos.
You know, just finishing up my 12th season of the Steve Wilkos Show.
Wow, congrats, man.
I got like another month and a half, and then I'm off for the summer, so I'm excited about that.
Yeah. Hey, yeah. They signed you again? You're doing another couple
of
years?
I have another year left on my contract, but the show's doing really well, so I got to imagine, you know, got a few more years after that. So
sure.
I wanted to keep doing the show until my son's in college. So
how many years you got?
Well, he's going to be a freshman in high school this fall. So,
all right, a couple more years.
You know, yeah, I'd like to do at least four more.
Is there a difference for how you look at the show, your show when you first started to where you are now?
Oh, yeah. Like, so first of all, I mean, I was terrible as a talk show host. You know,
Somebody tell you were terrible, or you just decided on your own you were terrible?
Well, I mean, I knew I was terrible.
Right.
Like, you got to remember, like, I never tried to be in TV or do anything. I never auditioned for anything. I was a security guard working on a Springer show, ends up with a talk show. So, and I'll never forget, some of my buddies came to my first taping in Chicago to my show. And afterwards, they're like, yeah, you were bad, but you'll get better. You know, like, they didn't even try to sugarcoat it. You know, it's just like, you're terrible.
Right.
And I knew I was terrible, but like anything, you do it. Like, now I go out, it's like second nature. And then the set, like, you know, NBC, when they launched my show, they basically put $200 into it. So, like, my set was like, it looked like Wayne's World basement, you know. I mean, some curtains. I mean, the set was terrible the first couple of years in Chicago. But then when we moved out to Connecticut, they built me a nice set. And so I don't even know if we ever air any of the shows from the first two. And the original executive producer, who was the Springer executive producer, all he had me do that first year was scream at people. So there was no levels, you know. It was just, you suck, get off my stage, scream, scream, scream. And now there's many different levels to the show. So, I'm a much better talk show host. And the show's better produced and better sets. And we know what we're doing now.
Yeah, and it's good that nobody tells you you suck at the time, because as performers, that was kind of deflating if someone comes at you and goes, hey, guess what, you're garbage at what you do.
You know, and there was plenty of people saying that, but the good thing was, you know, being on Springer, I had a following and people really gave me a chance to grow into the show. So I was very fortunate.
You have an executive producer. Seth is my executive producer in addition to being on the air with us.
You sleep with yours too?
Yes. yes, absolutely. And it's important because he tells me when my ideas stink, and he's in no uncertain terms lets you know what he thinks about the show and the direction. You have someone like that?
Well, my wife is my executive producer. And so she knows what she's doing, and I never question. I used to complain about, like, she'd want to do like some sappy story, and I'm like, oh, I hate those type of stories. She goes, but this makes us look good, and she's right. So, like, I'm gotten to the point now. Now I just do whatever she tells me to do.
Yeah.
I don't argue with her anymore. I don't give her any ideas because my ideas suck.
Good. You know, see, yeah, so, that's the kind of relationship we
right,
have, too.
So now it's just a well-oiled machine. I know my role. Yep. She has her role. It works.
Is there an idea that you believed in, that you fought for, and you pushed through, and it ended up really sucking?
No, because my wife just says, no, we're not doing that.
That's a good relationship, though. Yeah, I mean, that's perfect.
Yeah. So, yeah, all my bad ideas never come to fruition.
So, are you together with her in the office during the day, like when you're planning the show and everything? Okay,
no.
Good.
So, basically, what happens is my wife will go in on Sunday, Sunday and Monday, like approving what stories are pitched to her. Tuesday, we come into work together, but she goes up to her office. I go in my green room. She'll come down. She hands me the Steve Wilkos cards you see that I'm holding during the show.
Yep.
List of questions, and then it's just I read the introduction that I'm going to read out of the prompter at the beginning of the show, and she gives me a little two-minute briefing on the story. Okay, this is what's going on. I go out, I do the show. We do three stories on Tuesday and Wednesday morning, come back, I eat lunch, then we come back, we do three more stories, and then I go home, and then she, at the end of the week, after Wednesday when we get done taping, she stays at work and start slotting them and putting them together and all that. So
cool, what a team.
Yeah.
So who works harder, you or her?
Oh, by far her.
Okay.
I mean, I say I'm the luckiest guy in the world. I work 2 days a week.
Yeah.
About 5 hours a day.
Hell yeah.
And I, like I said, I'm going to be done March 27th, and I don't go back to work until August.
Oh. Where are you going this summer? Where are you playing? You got anything planned?
Next week, we're going to the Dominican Republic.
Yeah.
Casa del Campo.
Hell yeah.
We went there a couple of years ago. We loved it. And then we're going to Italy in the first 2 weeks in August.
Goodness gracious.
But then, really, that's it. I have a lake house in Wisconsin. I try to get back there. But my son is a baseball player, so he's on a bunch of different teams. And my job is to be a chauffeur and bag carrier. And
glamorous life of show business.
Yeah, exactly.
Do you yell at the umpire? Or are you like...
No, you know, I learned... You know, one, I'm getting older, right?
Right.
So my testosterone level's dropping down, and I'm not as hothead like I used to be. So I used to yell at the umpires and stuff, but now I'm kind of mellow. And I'm very fortunate. My son is usually the best player on the field.
Good.
So... He's great. So I really enjoy just watching him play, and, you know, I don't have to complain too much.
Steve Wilkos joins us. You can catch him on More TV weekdays at 1 and 3. He's part of the Knights of Santiago.
And 11, 1 and 3. Sorry, three times
more,
a day.
More websites
triple
wrong.
Dose of Steve.
Do you enjoy being in the parades? Do you enjoy actually being on the float?
I do enjoy being on a float. I don't like when the beads crack in the eye.
Thank you.
Yeah.
That's
man,
the problem.
It hurts, man. And I wear contacts.
Yeah.
So it's kind of bad.
Yeah, don't throw things at people on parade floats. Gronk got clocked by a full beer can.
Yeah,
that's
the, you know, like I said, the parades, like I've done when Jerry, he was the host of the Indemnian Parade in Mardi Gras years ago, like 20-some years ago. And that was amazing because it was 5 hours, just wall-to-wall people for, you know, just Jerry. I mean, for 5 hours, Jerry, Jerry. But then, you know, I've been, this is, I think, the third time I'm doing this parade. And it's a lot of fun, but like I said, those beads hurt, man.
Yeah, don't whip those at Steve.
Come on, get involved in the – be on the float this year.
Yeah, with Steve,
this is,
come on.
Steve will protect Steve. You.
My days of protecting anybody are over.
Steve will not protect you, but you'll be okay.
No, I said it right out. People are like, hey, you know, if we get in a fight, you're going to break it up? I go, no, I'm going to watch.
Yeah, I'm sick of breaking
it up. I want to cheer one of you on.
Yeah, it's not going to be you. Every year I think it'd be nice to ride in the parade, and every year I hang out at Central Ybor for a couple hours, see all the people there, and then they go, hey, you want to ride on a float? I go, I'm going to go back to the suburbs of Tampa Bay and enjoy my weekend.
I don't blame you. I mean, if I lived down here, it might be a different thing for me.
Yeah.
Because when I'm home in Connecticut, I go to my country club, I go to work, and that's about it. Yep. I don't go anywhere.
No, it's no. There are people where you go.
Yeah, I don't like to be bothered.
No, same.
Who are some talk show hosts that you look up to that you watch and go, man, I love how they go about things and you try to take things from?
I don't know if I take things, but Wendy Williams I love. I really love Wendy Williams. Yeah, when she came out, like right after I did.
Yeah.
Because, you see shows that come out and you're like, that's not going to work.
Right.
You know what I mean? But with hers, I thought it looked good. And we've gotten along very well. I've appeared on her show a few times. She's got some medical issues right now, I guess. And, my heart goes out to her because I think she's struggling with some stuff. But I wish her well. But I really like her. Of course, I've always been close with Jerry. He's got a new show coming out, Judge Jerry.
I didn't know that. Oh, we got to get him back in.
His show is done taping, the Jerry Springer Show, and then I think this fall it's gone completely.
Oh, man.
And then he's doing Judge Jerry.
All right.
And, of all the talk show hosts, the only one I'll tune in and watch every once in a while is Wendy Williams.
Now, Steve, you have helped a lot of people through being on television, and that's a wonderful thing. We have a friend of ours who, unbeknownst to him, he's going to walk into this room in a moment. This kid, he's what would you call him, Seth? He's an aspiring rapper.
Not even sure if he's a kid anymore. I actually don't know how old he is.
Me either.
We don't know much about him.
We can read because we just like you. We don't like most people, but this kid seems to have a heart of gold, and there's something underneath all of this gangsta exterior.
It's really the lean. It's the lean that I'm concerned about.
Is it? You know, the lean. The kids drink that lean now. The Sprite with the codeine.
I have no idea.
Oh, the kids are drinking this stuff called lean. It's Sprite mixed with codeine-laced cough syrup.
Sounds good.
Slows him down a bit.
Might need it when last night I was having trouble sleeping. Maybe brought some extra.
So we thought we'd bring in our good friend here. We know everybody knows him as MC Guy Guy because he likes to rhyme the word guy with guy. Tim, we love you, and we hate to spring this on you, but we knew you were coming down here today, and we knew that Steve was going to be here.
Well, you didn't know how old he is, but I'm going to take a guess. What are you, about 42?
Oh, no.
It was just my 40th birthday.
Yes, that was close, right? That was close.
Is that real?
Nah, I'm 32.
Come on. How old are you really?
I guess he first to begin.
Really, 32? Really? Yeah, legit 32? All right.
Yeah, yeah.
All right. So,
Steve is not buying it. Steve's 60.
Man, that codeine's wearing you out, man.
Yeah, I know, man. You ain't the first one to tell me, man.
So we love the hell out of you, Tim, and we just want to make sure we're doing whatever we can do to try to get your life on track. Not that it's not currently on track, because you seem happy and relatively healthy and all that.
Man, this is a big shock. I thought I was just coming up here to meet like a, you know, kind of like an idol and stuff. But man, like, cause, you know, like back in the day, like in the pen, not no lie, like a lot of people watch your show.
In the where?
In the pen, like in jail.
Oh, prison?
Yeah. A lot of people watch your show.
A lot of fans in jail.
You don't have many, you know, not many channels on in jail. And, you know,
what were you in jail
Steve
for?
Oco, distribution.
Yeah. Like Walmart, Amazon? Yeah. What?
Probably yes. Not that kind of wholesale.
A lot of people have respect for you, you know. So I thought I was here meeting an idol, like, well, you guys like an intervention, man.
You know, normally I try to help out, but it's Friday afternoon, and all I want to do is go back to my hotel room. Yeah. So,
oh, yeah, yeah. That's
I'll have
cool.
to save you another day.
Hey, I don't need save.
It'll take a lot longer than one day. Yeah. What's going on, Guy? What are you doing up here, man?
Hey, not much. Like I said, I was.
You just came up here to meet Steve
Ocas?
Yeah,
meet Steve Ocas. But right. Yeah, if man. You guys, what you say, you're kind of worried about me. What's going on?
Well, we
thought we killed
around.
Two birds
yeah.
with one stone. We need you around, man.
Yeah, yeah.
You know?
No, I'm good, man. You know, like I do some things, but I stay on my feet for the most part. Like, hey, don't get me wrong. I've been through a lot of stuff. You know,
but.
Well, so, you get to be my age,
maybe that's why I stay choose to stay medicated.
That is true. That could be it, Tim.
So, but it is what it is.
Go ahead.
Sobriety is where it's at, though. It really is.
Yeah.
I stopped drinking, and
same.
I'll tell you, man.
I haven't had anything in 2019 yet, and I don't plan on it.
I'm
not a big drinker.
I got my little trouble, so I gave it up completely, and I feel great every day. That was last January.
Congrats, man.
Yeah, so.
Wow, going on your second
And actually, year. You know, I don't think it's a big secret. I did get a DUI last year. But even before that, I had stopped drinking a year prior to that.
Right.
So really, out of 2 years, I drank like 2 days.
Man.
And, you know, and here's the thing. I'm going to be 55 next month. I've drank my whole life.
Right.
And I had some of the best times of my life drinking.
Sure.
But I say now, at this point in my life, where, you know, like, I don't want to make any more mistakes, right? And
right.
I don't want to give any days away because when you become intoxicated, the next day you feel like crap.
Oh,
you're losing days. And, you know, I look at my dad. He's 85. He lives down here in Tampa. And, you know, you know, you wonder how many more days he has left, right? So, like, I don't want to waste any more days by laying on a couch recovering.
Yep.
I want to enjoy every day. So
same. And being present and shedding that alcohol, really lifestyle, because when you're drinking, you're just looking to go out and drink with other people who drink.
The thing is, I don't want to get in a big soapbox
because
I'm not trying to convince anybody not to drink. Because, like I said, I did it my whole life and I enjoyed it immensely. But when you stop drinking, which is a hard thing to do, especially if you've been drinking your whole life, you realize so many things after you've stopped drinking for a while, right? Like, you feel better, your health is better, your blood pressure goes down, all good things by not drinking, right? But then it's also the social aspect of, like, I play poker every night at my every once a week at my country club, right?
Yeah.
And you see guys' behavior change, right? Yep. Over the course of 4, 5, 6 drinks. And I look and I go, I used to be that guy. And now I'm like, I would never want to go back to that.
Right,
you know?
I'm the same, man, without preaching or being sanctimonious or anything.
Like I said, I enjoy drinking. I never thought I would ever stop.
Same.
But now I'm in a position where I'm like, no more for me.
No more wasted days, man.
No more.
Yeah, I woke up January 1st with one of the worst hangovers, and I said, what am I doing with my life? I'm almost 50. I can't be doing this any longer. It's time to friggin' wake up.
Right. And, like, you know, what's the worst feeling in the world? It's a really terrible hangover, right?
The worst.
But how many times in your life did you just go back to it, like, the next day or 2 days later and do it all over again?
Never drink
again. And it's just, you know, it's got to feel like when you're on chemo or something, right? Like, why would you choose to do that?
Don't, because it's socially acceptable to do it, even encouraged.
Pressure to do it.
Steve Wilkos is here. He is part of the lineup of More TV. He is also in town for the Knights of Santiago Night Parade. Festivities get underway at 4 tomorrow at Centro Ybor. I'll be down there at 4. Cat Named Mo will start broadcasting at 2 if you'd like to go down there and see him. What you got, Seth?
Oh, I thought MC Geiger might have had something.
What you got, Tim?
If I can, I know I'm only 40, you know. But if drinking prevalent is not so... I don't drink alcohol a lot myself. Right. You know, I'm more on the codeine, the, you know, syrup or what. So nowadays, the kids aren't so much drinking. It's about, you know, the codeine and Xanax and smoking weed. I smoke a lot of weed. Yeah. You know, I smoke
marijuana. Like, I've never been a guy that was against marijuana. Even when I was a police officer, if I stopped shooting you, had 2 joints on you, I was not the guy that was going to lock you up.
Oh, what a guy.
I thought it was the biggest waste of time of the criminal justice system. Like, if I lock somebody up for a joint or 2 joints, and believe me, there was a lot of guys that did do that.
Yeah.
You go in, you got to do the paperwork, you know, process them, then you go into court. Now you figure that's about $5,000 of man hours for what, 2 joints?
Right.
And I'm like, my problem never was when dealing with that. Oh, I can't say that.
Stop.
bad guys was drunks,
right?
Not potheads.
Yep.
You know, when you have to fight drunks, you don't have to fight potheads.
No, they're not going to fight you. It's going to be very slow if they did. Yeah.
And with me, I'm called like a rap. Not a, I wouldn't call myself a rapper, but just saying.
Neither would anybody else.
Rapper.
You know, so a lot of
maybe give me a little something. Spit.
You want to spit a little something, Tim? I could get you some beats.
Let me give you some headphones
real quick.
Give me some codeine.
Wow, I didn't. It is a lot better when you're under the influence of anything. Steve Wilkos is here, like I said, part of More TV and part of our parade festivities tomorrow. Come on down. It'll be a lot of fun. Do you have a preference for a style of beat, Tim? I've got a number to choose from here that Matt Lost Ranger has been good enough to go.
A little more of a slower style.
Slower style? Okay. Yeah. All right. Then let's give you a little.
Oh, man.
Uh-huh, uh-huh, uh-huh. And how about this? Does that work for you?
Yeah. Shout out Steve Wilko. Hey. Listen, hey, listen, chillin' with Steve Wilko. If you bust out a line, I might do coke. I'm addicted to drugs, I love to smoke. I got green by the tote. I couldn't get on my wave if you had a boat. These girls never say no. Got them bent over like they dropped the soap. And I got a smooth flow. Ricky Ricardo, kicking your front door. Honey, I'm home, yeah. Getting top off the roof gone. That's the true definition of the sun dome. The wax look like a honeycomb. Got a lot of money like puffy combs. Let me know if you need a loan. I'm off the hook like no dial tone. And I always got a Jimmy like Rome. Shout out to 102.5 The Bone. I'm gone.
Yeah. That's pretty solid. Yeah. what that'd be like without the lead.
Yeah, yeah, imagine sober what that would be like, right? Lucid and all that.
You have a record label, Steve, or?
No.
What'd you think, Steve?
Yeah, it was interesting.
I appreciate you guys, man.
We love you, Tim. We love you. Well, Steve, thanks a lot for being here,
yeah,
man. It's always
for
good
having
to catch
again,
up.
Yeah, it's
hell
fun.
Yeah, hell yeah. Watch Steve on More TV and check us out at the parade tomorrow. MC Guy Guy, always great to see you, man. Thank you for stopping by.
Love, always, bless man. All you show. Guys.
We love Guy Guy. Look
we
at this.
We do. This guy used to hate us. He used to call up and say terrible things about me. We would go at each other. I'd scream at him. He'd scream at me. And then I don't know how or why we turned things around. He came in here to rap battle me. And I was a dick to him. And
Steve, if you saw this guy, like if you saw him coming into your studio, would you feel like you needed to pat him down before he actually came in?
No, I would just think he was a guest on the show. Yeah. I'd be like, okay, what lie detector test is he taking?
Yeah, last time I was in the studio, it was a whole different vibe. Trust me, I was ready to jump over this counter. Yeah. That's straight up. But we came a long way, for real, man.
We really,
love, man.
Our journey has been an interesting one. And
I'm feeling the love in here.
Yeah. Hell yeah. Yeah. All right, Steve Wilkos, MC Guy Guy, yeah. And we'll return, I believe, and talk to the artist formerly known as Froggy Fresh, now known as Tyler Cassidy.
Oh, yeah.
A guy who is not a real rapper, because you are too, Tim, but this guy's got millions of hits on YouTube.
Gotcha. He's a good one.
And we've got that next on Drew Garabo Live. Thank you, Steve Wilkos. You're the best. And we'll be back with more Drew Garabo Live in moments. You can save now at Sunset Chevrolet Buick GMC in Sarasota, up to 30% off MSRP and 0% APR up to 72 months. Drive the 2019 Buick Encore, only $149 per month, or the 2019 GMC Terrain SLE, only $169 per month, only at Sunset Chevrolet Buick GMC, home of guaranteed credit approval, 1800 Bay Road, Sarasota, and sunsetgm.com. GMC, we are professional grade. For complete details, call 844-252-1902.